Rajni, Gordon amazed. Rajni said, "Look, Rajni, not for long. So you never recur to me." So Rashi then said, "This was the big chiddush. Remember, we learned the last time that Gordon amazed. According to Rashi, it's chayim b'dalam dvarim, and therefore we came out to Gordon's all that reading. And it's coming as Rishtaim Zog Alba is not even considered Gordon amazed. That was according to Rashi." So, Omar Rav, Mothal Reisha Gan, Benitka, Be'isho, Chai, Medan, Dvoy. We've been toy, Noikono, and he's not Koin as Yavoma, if you would somehow, by falling, do a Maisa Bia with Yavoma, even though you're Koin as Yavoma, Bal Kocho, but this, since it's enough Kavana for it, it doesn't have a Maisa of Yavom, and he's not Koin as Yavoma. Chayev v'nezek tzar ripu yishebes. We said Chayev v'dalet v'arim. So the Gemara explained Chayev v'nezek tzar ripu yishebes. Abul boishes loy. We're not Chayev v'boishes. It's not. Ain't Chayev v'boishes al shi miskal. You're not Chayev v'boishes until you had intent. So maybe although you're Chayev v'nezek tzar ripu.
Which intent we talk about? Intent to damage or intent to actually cause both?
Very good. We'll see in the next Gemara what that exactly means. Mm-hmm. You need some kind of intent, but what does the intent mean? We'll see Ramesh in 2 lines time. Says Rashi, Vinitka Be'isho. You see the Rashi? It's 4 lines down in the narrow lines, and 3 lines down in the narrow lines. Vinitka Be'isho. Chai Vidal Advoim, Pagurin, Shinofal, Peruch Mitsuyo. Talking about a case when it fell with Mitsuyo, and the Koim amazes. That's why, what's bothering Rashi?
Why
you have the bar? Right? Why you have the bar? Because it's Koim amazes. We've been to the Kona, Avaga, Ava Pisha Shanino, even though we learned Avali Vintoi, Bame Shaki, Bame Amazed Kona. Even though we learned that Abali Vintoy, somebody who does Meister Yibum, being Meshigi, being Bemezid, no difference if he does it by mistake, on purpose, Kono, so you don't need any particular Kamono to be Kona, be Yavomo, you don't need to be the Shemitzes Yibum, so maybe he should have been Kona here. So we say, no, honey, Mili, that Allah, which is said in Yavomas, is only here for the niskaven, the bias isha ches. Is where he had a kavana at least for bia, maybe for a different woman. He had a kavana for doing the maisa. Amazeh lo niskaven the shul bia. He didn't have any intention to do any maisa bia. Hilkuch lo kona. Therefore, he's not kena her. Therefore, he's not kena. So it's not his yivom. It's not his yivoma. So Rashi now says, what's enough given if it's his yivoma or not? What's enough to give me? Says Rashi, Mechoza va'osa echot min ha'akir. Bo, mamal, mimchozef, then, after that. One of the brothers do maima. Mamal means a kiddushin of yibum. Now really, yibum has no kiddushin whatsoever. Yibum is, as opposed to getting married for, normally, you have kiddushin, then you have nisuin. By Yibum, there's no kiddush. You don't give any money. You just do the ma'aseh bia. But there's something called mama. If one of the brothers would give the money and say, I reserve the right to do Yibum to you, then none of the other brothers are able to do Yibum. It's called mama. The apostle says it stands out from apostle. That's really important. But once you've done... I forgot the lesson. I forgot the lesson. There's a drosha. Kimish top. Forgot. But there's a locha. Then by mamo, that once one of them has done, given this kesef kiddushin, so to speak, to reserve the right to do yibum, none of the other brothers are able to do it. So Mina says, Rashi, that's enough for Mina here. This brother did actually the act of bia, but since it wasn't counted, if another brother would now get in and give the maimo, give the kesef, then he would not be able to do yibum with her afterwards. Okay, the one that fell,
the one that fell,
right? And chazav also echem ma'achim ba'vayma. Posla olav Now this lady is now hostage to him. He's unable to do, the one that fell is unable to do it.
After mine.
She was
but before that he didn't do it himself also.
Right. He could have done it again.
So nothing happened.
Right. Uh-huh. And Bianca, what were you saying?
She would cease to be the Ramah.
Right, right. She has to still do Yibum to that one, but at least none of the other brothers have a right to do it. The one that did the Maima, he is the one that gets it. There's a horror on Rashi, I don't have a teret. There's a horror on Rashi. Rashi's looking for like a minute when it's whether the Yibum happened or not, right? What's the nafka minute? Says Rashi, nafka minute, if somebody else does mama, what would be that law? Why didn't Rashi say, well, simply, if he wants to get rid of her, does he have to give her a get? That would be very nafka minute. If we say there was a yibum, it's his wife, he has to give her a get. If not, not. I don't know why. I don't know why Rashi doesn't say it. So Hashem is on a lay back, ask his kasha. I don't know how to answer it. It's memento, or I don't know. Rashi talks about what another brother does a mama. You speak about this person himself, there's nafka minah for him himself, whether he has to give her a get if he wants to
divorce
her. Of course it does. Yeah, true. It affects other brothers as well. If it's his wife, then there are none other brothers can do it.
Well, that's what Rashi said.
Rashi says, yeah, Rashi is saying nafka minah for him.
Right.
It could have said nafka minah for other brothers. Okay, Rashi wanted to look for nafka minah for him. What's an afkamina for him? Says Rashi, an afkamina is if another brother would do maima, it's also on him. So Rashi could have said another afkamina for him. Can he divorce his wife? Does he have to divorce? If he wants to get rid of her, does he have to give her a get? So, Bianca's right. Rashi could have said other afkaminas that the other brothers are or are not allowed to marry to give them to her. And afkamina, yeah, of course. Rashi was looking for an afkamina for him himself. Okay, that's Gemara. Say that. Done it. Got the teacher. Next, come on.
This requirement is just what we want to require Eden.
Do we need Eden for Yibum? So, we have to put this offline. I don't remember. I think you do not. I don't want to say something for sure on something I don't know. Next, come on. Oh, my Rabbi. Another Gemara. Not all we reach a gag, we are she'enu mitzuyo. So here now, all of a sudden, we're not talking about ruach mitzuyo, we're talking about ruach she'enu mitzuyo. So if he falls off, he definitely doesn't pay tzari for Yishevah's voices because he's a highness, right? Ruach she'enu mitzuyo. You would have thought so, no? Not reach a gag, ruach she'enu mitzuyo. Be easy.
Did you say it's on the same side?
Why is he shaking?
It's a
you know.
Ain't it too? Ain't it too? It's only considered the lightest.
You shouldn't be on the roof in the first place.
Just react to why you're on the roof.
Well,
we'll see in a second.
It could be trying the roof or something like that.
Yeah, it could be. Let's see. Omar Abba Nopal, Erasha Gangaro, Sheino Tsuyo. Behizik Ubish. He both caused damage and embarrassed somebody. So here we have a whole bunch of halachos. Each one of them needs discussion. Chayev ala nezek. No, everyone agrees to that one?
Yeah,
it's been sure. Even if it's honest. Sure, even if it's honest, you're chayev. Well, sure, it's saying kedusha. You're chayev nezek even by honest. You got right. The Raya. So he once had on the top of the bottom of the base some words that person's chayev for shaking kemizin valoinus kirotze. So we had some words of chavot on the base third line down. If you remember, we had a major discussion here whether you're chayev for oinus be nezik. When the other mood oil even is the oilus, come to Texas, that comes out of the base, and it's just to say that most we show him a person's potter for Nezik if he does it. Oilus. Ramban says, not like that. Ramban says, if a person damages even the oilus, you're high. according to Tesis and the other Shainim, it's possible. Aray Sassan Doma, what do you want? He's an Oinis. Have you done this Gemara? Not from Risha Gangur, Shainim Tzuyo, he's Chayim Al Hanezek. If it's your Shainim Tzuyo, why should he be Chayim? He's an Oinis. That's the cash. According to Rambam, we understand why he could be Chayim for Oinis. According to Tesis's chart, so Zayfrik takes to Avinu Peretz, and he answers that we're talking about a situation where he shouldn't have gone on the roof in the first place. Shouldn't have gone on the roof. And therefore, it's not called an Oinus. It's not called an Oinus. You want to be potty, you have to be Oinus. Oinus gone. Not Oinus gone. Shouldn't have gone on the roof. That's what Avinu Peretz answers. The answer is difficult. Okay? So obviously, talking about a situation where he didn't have to go on the roof. So not from Risha Gagul Shemit Suvi, he's equal being. Because although maybe he shouldn't have gone on the roof, but the falling is an onus gal. So he's bottle for Dalad Dvarim. And he's also bottle for Boishas. That's obviously bottle for Boishas. Right. If you're bottle for Dalad Dvarim, it's then the salt of Boishas. It's kosher. If he decides to turn over as he's falling, then all of a sudden you're chai for bishas. What should that be? Why should it be chai for bishas? Even for bishas. Sounds like a chai for all the things, but even for bishas. Why should that be?
Because it's
amazing. He's falling. What do you want
no,
to
know? No, but his subsequent action of manipulating himself to land on somebody, that's amazing. He's intending to land on that person.
Let's see Rashi. Even his hapich. If this happened, actually, he's a limpoil. Then he's covered limpoil ala odom la osoy. So here, he's after turning himself over in order to fall, in order to break his fall on someone. Then you're chayim afala boishes. Next Rashi, afal bishlein is covered in shame boishes. This answers the show's question that even though he didn't have kavana for boishes, he didn't have kavana to embarrass him, he had kavana to save himself. That's enough to say you had kavana and you're chayiv for bishus. So if you ask Yeshua what's pshat in our gemara, Yeshua said because he had kavana to break his fall. He had kavana to break his fall. Since he had kavana to break his fall, you're chayiv for bishus. Maybe even for nezek tzari bishus. Maybe you have all of them because now you had kavana to break your fall. Okay, that's very simple. If you read it that way, nice pshat. That means he really turned himself over in a way that somehow he should fall over on a particular person. Okay.
That's what about the person who falls off the roof and it's up to the view of the person he lands on?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he liable for a dollar car? There must have been intentional.
He said it's going to be amazing. He went on a roof when it was.
Yeah, but it don't just so happened that he landed, that he went in a certain way and they were unclothed and everything else. That,
Yeah. All the answers to that question is yes. Okay. So very good. Okay, this is simple tomorrow. We just done it and we all understand it very well. Okay? Now Ruben came to me last week with the Gemara that we know once before, and that from Gimel on the base. So maybe we should all look better from Gimel on the base. 53B.
Mm-hmm.
No Gimel on the base. The Gemara is about 8 lines down, 10 lines down, somewhere like that. Omer Rava, first verse of the line is Nosan Ha Bemuid. Omer Rava, show you. You see that one?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, Nosan. Omer Rava, don't give up a base. All right. Amar Rava, Shoyv Adam Shadachli Leboy. Shoyv Adam Adam that pushed somebody into a boy. What's that? Look, I'm going to go through all the different ones. Remember, Nosan Yeah, that's they started even high, they started on high. Kids, mm-hmm. All you had there was a person and a should pushed another person into a boat. And it says there that you're chai vinyin zokin kulun chayovim. The inin dalet dvoim and many brothers, odom chai. Odom chai for the dalet dvoim. So nezek, even the show is chai. You got the other dalet dvoim, which are, sorry, for Shabbos Boishes, the other is four. The other would be chayim and the shoy would be pot. So it says thesis. Third thesis on the page, beginning on the shoy. Right? Two thirds of the way down, just after half. Shoy, Adam, stock with a boy. Lo yishadoch of Adam, mekavod. Not that person pushed the other guy in with a kavod. Tim came, bala boy, am I mechayim? Why should the boy have to pay for anything? Somebody pushes, somebody with purposely pushed another person into his pit. The bad boy is not chayiv. The Otto, famous shitter of places. Im yosim olam talisa shachaveir. If somebody would place somebody else's talis, the ish shachaveir, and somebody else is fine. Somebody uses my fire to burn up somebody else's property, I'm not chayiv for that. That's just the thesis. So therefore, it can't be that the person who pushed the other person into the pit did it with kavon. It must have been without kavon. So you had a shoy and an odom, who without kavon pushed another odom into the pit. So aloch is, you divide up the damages between the shoy and the boy and the odom. So it's the thesis in Toima, Ishelei b'kavono. If it was without kavon, Amai Yisrael b'boishes. Why should we chayv boishes? Boishes, you know, chayv, we didn't have kavonah. If we're talking about shoy, that pushed another, but if you're talking about a person, that pushed another person to pit without kavonah, there shouldn't be a chayv boishes. Shloima, kegoyim, sheyoda odom b'shas nefidas chaviroi, a person knew, as his friend was falling, all of a sudden he realized, and then he knew about it. The choshev kavona, and then it's considered kavona. Maybe the hava is hapich, exactly like we have here with this hapich. Exactly like this sim, which we just learned by this hapich, there too as well. There the guy pushed him. When he pushed him, he didn't know about that. As he's falling, whoa, he's gonna land on that guy. I know about it. And since he knows about it, he's chai for bush. How do you know that such a thing? How do you know you can be chai for boishes?
Even though
the original act was without kavona, this happened. You see that it's happened. The original act was without kavona.
It's happened.
You're asking good. And it's happened. Even though the original act was without kavona, so since subsequently knows about it, can be chai for boishes. So everyone's asking. So the woman asking. Yossi sure is asking. And some Ibarats, as well as asking, how can we compare the two? Rashi explained this happened was he specifically maneuvered himself in order to fall, a break his fall on this person. So you see, Tosis doesn't learn like that. See, Tosis learns that this happened doesn't mean that because he managed to somehow move himself with a new cover, a new mice and mazi. No, the reason why you're chayim is the original falling that you fell. The original falling that you fell, if although at that time it was without kavana, after subsequently it was with kavana, then it would be chayv for the original falling.
He's translating the word differently.
The Sabbath means once you tell her and you realize where you're going.
If I could change his mind?
No. The Sabbath means he turned over and saw where he's landing. Guy's bored, he's looking up, he doesn't know what's happening. He's turned over, he saw where he's landing. So now he knows he's got kavana, what's happening. He's going to be a chayv.
But there was no change in his...
No change direction, no change anything. The chiddush gole, Tosis is telling us that if, when a person fell, he didn't have any knowledge, but afterwards he had knowledge, he became chayv for vicious.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, so in this case, no, in the case of the person pushed in, so the one that falling doesn't have liability at all. He didn't have any act whatsoever. The one that pushed him to the mice of Mazik, he didn't know about it. If afterwards he knows about it, he's going to be a chayv. And this chiddush is huge. It's not going to be shown in Daf Nun Gimel. It's a huge chiddush of Tesis. Now, according to Tesis, Mechai for Boishes just for knowledge, and that can't be for knowledge. What's knowledge? Like the Yankee was saying, well, somebody got pushed it, and then he knows about it. He's Chayin for Boishes because he knows about it. He got pushed in. Nothing you can do about it. He got pushed in. Would it be possible to say that it should be chai for breaches in that case? So clearly not. It's the person that pushed him in that knows about it. So you see in the days of chiddush that by breaches, the reason why chai is because of your mice are pushing him. But is it not? You need to know about it. So if subsequently you do know about it, your original act that you did is enough of an act to be machai for breaches. It's the original act that's machai. The act of pushing him in should be machayim breishes, but there's a tnai, you need to know about it. If subsequently you do know about it, you're going to be so. In Daf Nun Gimel on the base in the Shit Megavet says it brings machlokes to the shayla about this. And we're about. All of you should not going to take this chiddush. Let's sit it down. If a shy says there's no way, let's start with the Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says in that Gemara, you know what it means? He pushed him in, and then he saw there's somebody else in, and he gave him another push. The guy's already free fall. I gave another push to push him in. It should be the same pushes. So I mean, a parent is similar to Rashi. The guy is falling in.
Yeah.
And he's going to fall. And then the person in order he should.
Has his fallen?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's fine for pushes. Even though the original patient, Israel falls, like, come on, but there's like this out there. So that's like we're saying with Rashi, you're falling, the guy's falling, but Nizabi then turned himself over in order to fall on that guy, you're kind of patient. Here too as well, this person was falling, so I see him, pushes it on him, and therefore you're going to be a kind of patient. Redirect doesn't say, just the inner person pushes him another push.
That would be.
You could push somebody forward.
It depends on how fast.
Yeah, but how far you are, where you're standing. You could, if you're a stick or something, to shove it.
So then, why is the Baal Borchheim?
Why is the Baal Borchheim? Because the original Meister Nezek was done without Kabbalah. This is far as only a swath of bushes.
Yeah, but you still have. And added, now he's doing it with Kavanah. That doesn't change the whole Maisa.
Maisa Nezek, refratibri, say Bosnian cause, you know, the original Maisa happened. That's the shit of Rabbeinu Peretz, which fits in. But Rabbi Shaya says there, not like that. Rabbi Shaya says, Mamish, the guy fell in without Kavanah. Before the knife fell, the one falling fell on the floor. Havin ha-doichef. The doichef realized, the one who pushed him realized, ve-yoshav be-einov she-yipoy. And he said, it's a good thing that he's falling. Yoshav be-einov she-yipoy. Ve-avakimoy nofal min agav ve-hofach. Yeah? If, when the guy pushed him, he didn't know what was going on. But then afterwards he realized what's going on. And he said, oh, good. The Yosha Be'enov, that he was happy. He felt it was the right thing that's happening. It's good.
It's confirmed
his action. He confirmed his action, Yachai from Boishes and Rai from Hansukyo of Mishapich. So he is learning, Rabbi Yoshaya is learning, Yachai for just knowledge. Not that he did anything different. Yosha Be'enov makes you Chai for Boishes. How can that be? What's Yosha Be'enov?
It's a
matter. How can it be? So you have to say, according to Rabbi Shaya, that, and the pashtus of taste, the pashtus of taste is like a Mishaya. According to Mishaya, that you, the original act that you did, from that, you're going to be chayav. Right? The original act that happened, the original nafila, is a maisa of boishes. If it's not, then you know about it. If you don't know about it, it's not a maisa of boishes. But if you know about it, then the original act you did is a maisa of boishes. So what's an afkamina between all this? In the Gemara here, what's the Gemara talking about? Yossi, hear what's going on? The guy fell down. He, when he fell, he had no idea what he was doing. Halfway down, he's nisafik. And he now knows what's going on. Is he going to be chai for boishes? Didn't redirect himself at all. He just knows what's going on. He's aware he's about to fall down on someone. Is he going to be chai for boishes?
Is he
in the
for
huh? Is he in the for the it doesn't make a difference because he just, the reason why he took. The Gemara says it's up, just so you know why he's about to land on someone. No, he has to know that he's going to land on someone.
We have what?
He has to know he's going to land on someone. If he doesn't know he's going to land on something, then it's different on Chayv Boishes. Boishes is only Chayv if it's Yosha Be'elim. He sees he's landing on it. If he doesn't see he's landing on him, he's not going to be Chayv for Boishes. He needs some knowledge. He needs some knowledge what's happening. So according to Abishai, if somebody was pushed in, and the one that pushed in didn't know anyone was down there, but then subsequently saw that he was there, then, and his Yosha Be'elim is a good idea. He's chayav for boishes, arrived from his happen.
Understand what's enough that we have knowing. Who cares if you know?
Very good.
You didn't do anything unintentionally.
Oh.
Doesn't change.
Excellent.
The Gemara clearly says also in the case with regards to the Yavama, he sees, I'm sure, so he sees her. Oh no, he didn't see her hands. Or he didn't see the case of the other person.
So you're throwing in so many variables without following up each one.
He's a mean the pit. What's the mean the pit? Means he tried to do something for
that is your shot. And very nice Rashi's chat, but we can't ignore that Tosfos doesn't say that, and Rabbeinu Yeshaya also doesn't say that, so we can't ignore that, right? Tosfos Daven Gimel says that, doesn't say a word about that he turned up. We're talking about the Doicher, the one that pushed him, knows about it, and now Chaya for Bishes. What happened? Nothing turned over. The one that pushed him now saw that he's there. Oh, now he's crying for gracious.
After he pushed him.
So Tosis says, I'm giving one of these. It's a story, right?
After he pushed him.
While his friend is falling. Choshev v'kavana, that's called kavana. That's similar to this happen. So he's obviously not learning this happen like you want to learn. Rashi learns your way of say that, but we allow to learn because Rashi takes it. So when he pushed him, he didn't know about it. But then Bishas Lafina Saber, he knows about it. You're chai for boishes. Why should that be?
You want him to fall in?
Now it could be, yeah. Now, yeah.
I'm saying, now, yeah, he wants to fall in. I can see that.
Why?
Not if he doesn't want it.
He wants it. Okay, he wants it. But agony. For why do you have boishes? The time of the agony did it wasn't anything. Just the knowledge. According to Rashi, you said you redirected yourself. According to Tesis, you landed and you went for it. Oh, I know about it. Oh, chayav boishes. So you see a chiddush that according to Tesis and according to Rabbi Yeshaya, the reason why chayav boishes is because of the original act that was done. It's not as easy. You were pesheya in your original act. Just as long as you don't know about it, you're not going to be chayav.
Does the
pasuk
help us at all with regards to a woman, the wife, or the first time? Why does it help? What? He's just doing an intentional act for a specific purpose. On Shehim, by the case of the bull, he said that he tells us the case, he doesn't even know what he's doing anything.
Right.
I didn't even fit that in. The pasuk really says she's doing an intentional action for a specific reason.
Right.
So how does he fit with the pasuk?
Okay. So it doesn't help. You ask, fine, say that. I don't know what this is saying, and then we try and work it out. The Shaila is, what happens if the person falls in with the Ruach She'ina Mitzvah? He went on the roof, and he fell with the Rosh Ha'imitzu. And he fell with the Rosh Ha'imitzu, and then it's happened. Would the person be hired for wishes? A guy went on the roof and fell with the Rosh Ha'imitzu and turned over and damaged and fell on someone. Is he chayiv for bishus? Simple reading of the Gemara is yes. Not from Marisha, again, Rosh Ha'inim Metzuya. Simple reading of the Gemara is a yes, you're chayiv for bishus. That's simple reading of the Gemara. And I can understand that according to Rashi. Because although the original act of falling was a complete oiness, because it was Rosh Ha'inim Metzuya, it was not his act of falling, it's Rosh Ha'inim Metzuya. It doesn't matter, now there's a new nishaper. And now there's a new act happening as he's falling, and for that you'll be chayav. But according to Tosis, that says that the reason why you're chayav for boishes is because of kavana. You know about it, you're chayav. How can you be chayav for falling with the Ruach She'ina Metzuya? This is not my act, Bechal. How can I be chayav? You're not chayav for boishes just for knowledge. You're chayav for boishes because you did an act. So it has to be related back to your original act, the original act of falling. Has to relate back to that. The original act of falling. If it's Rosh Ha'inimitzu, you can't be chayiv. So Rav Aryeh Leib Malin says, that's Tosfos, that this halacha of Nishapech is only if it happened to Ruach Metzuya. If he fell to Ruach Metzuya, and then he knows about it, then it'll be chayiv. If he fell with the Rosh Ha'inimitzu, so the original act is not considered his act at all. Just knowledge can't make a person chayiv and boishes. What happens if I see somebody's about to, I see an animal about to fall on my friend, and I see it, I say, wow, great. Am I chayiv and boishes?
Whose animal
is it? No.
Doesn't matter.
An African animal, so foreign. I say, great, this guy painted it.
He didn't do anything.
Of course I'm not chayiv and boishes, I know about it. Boishes has to relate back to an act I did.
Right.
The idea is not enough. Has to relate back to an act I did. So if I push my friend inside, I did an act. If I fell off a roof with Ruach Mitzuya, I did an act. If I fell off a roof with Ruach She'ina Mitzuya, a roof of a chlal, I never intended. It was Ruach She'ina Mitzuya. I have to consider the act of onus is not my act. Knowledge won't make me chayav.
That's good by Rambam, the book of Rambam. Tosfos does still hold the person culpable, should have been underneath in the first place.
That's regarding Nezek.
Okay.
Not regarding critical shows.
It's for Nezek, but then once you add that element of knowledge to that.
Regarding Sari Pesheves, it wasn't enough. That's called Oedis. The actual falling was Oedis. It's regarding Nezek, since he shouldn't have been up there, we say Machayu for Nezek. I don't know. I don't know if you can take it so far. I hear what you say. I don't know if you can take it so far.
The
if I believe definitely, Malin definitely doesn't take it. He understands what I'm saying. Whether you're Mufa, I don't know. But we'll just say what Malin says again, and I'll add your point. So if I believe Malin points this out like this. If we have Machlik Zushoinim, what this hapich means. Either it means that actually there's some type of activity happening, or it's pure knowledge. Nafkamina is why a person is chayav. If it's because of some activities, he's chayav because of that activity. If it's because of knowledge, he can only be chayav because of the original act he did. That original act has to be considered his act. If the original act is considered a ruach she'imitzu, it's not his act, so he can't be chayav for that. So this halacha of nishapi, says the Rabbi, according to Tosfos, is dafka when it happened for ruach metzuya. When he fell off with Ruach Metzuya, he considered his act. If he fell off with Ruach She'ina Metzuya, not. Sure, I want to add that maybe even if he fell off with Ruach She'ina Metzuya, since he shouldn't have gone up there, he's considered his act. Maybe, but he doesn't want to run up, but okay. Could be. Fine, okay, that's that. Come on. Chiddush Golik, right? A Chiddush Gadol Mod. If a person fell for Oinis, he's not going to be high for Tzari Peshevet. But is this happened? And then either redirected himself to Rashi or come to Tosfos, it's happened, and he now knows about it, then be chayav for bishus. Tremendous chiddush. Next Gemara.
Because he didn't do anything subsequent.
Nothing at all. Absolutely nothing.
And that knowledge relates back to the original act, which didn't have that intent in the first place.
Right.
Or knowledge even. Not, forget about intent. Just knowledge.
Tremendous Kiddush. Oh my God, another Kiddush of Rabbi. Rabbi's thing has a whole bunch of Kiddush. How many of them in the end? Probably about 8 or so. Oh my God. This we want to learn before. Somebody placed a gacheles on the lave of his friend, maybe not his friend, but another Jew. Omeis, and the person died. Poto is not chayv nisi. Why is he not chayv nisi, Yossi? Person got to say it all. He sees he's getting hurt. Stand up and knock it off. If you put it on his friend's clothes and the friend's clothes got burnt, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. Why? Because here, as she says, I don't feel any need. This is one of those gemaras that Yossi should frame on his wall. I don't feel any need bechlal to stand up and take off the coal. I've been looking a long time to get myself a new jacket. You're burning it very good. You'll pay me for it. So very good. Very good. You've gone and done that, you go and pay. So there's no time on me. Why didn't I get rid of it? Both those halachas we've learned to render in a Mishnah elsewhere. Ali boy, the halacha, if you put on a label of somebody, the stam. Komash all over the sofa oil. If somebody pushes somebody down into a fire, or into a mine, or into water. Maybe Yochalan is Mishon, he can't get up from there. Chayiv, Amis, Chayiv. But if he's Dochvel Yisufa, if he just pushed him into fire, or into a mine, but Yochalan is Mishon, he was able to get out of that, Amis, and he died. Potter. He's going to be Potter. Why? Because we expect him to get out. It's your fault. I didn't do a Maisu with Tzicha. The guy didn't stand up, it's his own problem. That's one halacha. Then that matches the first halacha that Rabbi Rabbi said. You put it on the liboy, you're going to be potter. Let's see Rashi before we do the second halacha. A liboy means potter. You see where it is? First word of the name is liboy. A liboy means potter. Show it is out, you should have got rid of it. But if you put it on his clothes, chayim the whole way salka. The reason why he didn't take it off, Soma, he thought, at the inere medina, I will take him to court. The yifeli and he'll pay. So I don't have any need to do it. Kavashalom, if somebody held somebody down, shatok for shom, and he held him down until he died, chayiv toch. No, that's it. Okay, chayiv is the next command. You say that? So far, so good?
He's in the cause of it. Awake or is he sleeping, man?
He's awake. We'll see the next part anymore. Begodoy this now. You put on the car on the clothes. You chayiv this now. Car is ksusi. If somebody says to his friend, tear my clothes, shavaris kadi, break my kad, chayiv. The one who did it is still chayiv. I didn't tell you that if you do it, you'll be potter. So break it! Wanna do it? I'll claim you from court. My son had this. Maybe I told this story once. It's a crazy story. But he went with another one of my friends to down south, and the car keys they put in the, what do you call it in America? The bonnet, the thing in the back,
the boot,
right? He put it in the boot, and he and the key closed it. So the car keys are now locked in. There's no way to get the car keys out. So my friend asked my son, do you want to smash the window of the front left side? And that way we'll be able to open the boot because you want the lever inside. So my son was happy to oblige and he broke it. And then my friend came to me the next day and said, okay, yeah. So there's a joke, it's being serious. Okay, that's Mavish's case. Cracks, so see, why should I break it? And I'll take it to court tomorrow. Says Rashi, Chayim, Dochi Kamale, this is what he told him. If you want, cry, you can break it. Bisharim, you'll pay up. That's poshut. Christ to see Shabbos Kali Chayav. But if he says I'm not lifter, he says my son being a bit of a talent father, he said, one second, let's just get this quite clear. If I break it, will I be Chayav? He said, no, if he says I'm not lifter, it always be a potter. Like Rashi says on the Pirish Ram Nas, if he says clearly, it'll be potter, then it's potter.
But your son already left
him. Yeah, my son was like 16. Right. So, boy, Rabbi. Says Rabbi, the Shaila. Heniab Yacheles. Okay, one second before we do this. Let's taste this crack. You learned the taste of this crack, Susie? Tried? Well, the one I know on beforehand. Kovash Olov, he's stuffing him in the fire. Mefarish, he explains the Risha, not at Kovash. The Risha, which says, what was the Risha? Kovash Olov Techa Oy. The Yechayiv, Reisha Lachet Kovash Rabusa, Vesefa Lachet Dochvoy Rabusa. Once upon a time, he says this, just even this morning. Kovash Al Ptecha Oy, Etecha Mayim, Eni Ochet Lanes Mishon. Why do we talk about Kovash Al Ptecha Oy? He could have said, Doch have oyster the turf oil and you can't get out. Why talk about it? In the ratio, we're talking about you pushed him, you tied him down. In the same thing, you're talking about you pushed him. The two cases, right? First case, we're talking about you tied him down. And the same thing, we're talking about you pushed him into the fire. Right?
One is he can do something.
One is
he can tie
him down. One is he can get out. So we could talk about the same thing.
So
he pushed him in a way that he can't get out, right? And tied him down, even if he would have been in together, now he can't get out. So why do we pick out this case?
That's a proper terminology. No?
Why is it proper terminology?
Because that indicates that when he's kavash, that means that he's in the foot.
Well, what happens if somebody pushes him into a throws him into a very deep sea and there's no way to get out?
With high walls, you
know, okay. Bridge, you know, by So why did they talk about this way around? So what's the answer? Come in and talk in fast to each knock and cover through a sir. Is there a knock and dock for a so what is that down in lunchtime? We have to check. Anyone looked up this corner? Maybe they can help us out. So I didn't know the base. This twist has missed my radar. I said not to do it. Oh, that's why I missed my radar.
Okay.
Fair.
Close.
All right. Okay.
There was a reason why.
It's
like
looking at this twist. Like, what happened? I don't need to finish. Okay. Obviously, I must announce. Okay. So we were meant to do this twist. And yesterday, maybe Sunday afterwards, we wanted to cut like nine of that. Korach Susi Chayev, Teime, Heichi Maisi Raya, Heichi Maisi Raya. How can you bring me a Raya from when I tell you to tear my clothes or there, your Chayev, to a case when if I push you into a place, what are we trying to bring you? You saw a big order, yeah? And if somebody puts a coal on their clothes, somebody puts a cold on the clothes, you're chayiv, right? What's the right? From Kras Ksusi, you see by Kras Ksusi that the person's chayiv.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara brings a right that if somebody puts a cold on somebody else's clothes, that person's going to be chayiv. It brings a right from Kras Ksusi, from somebody, another case where somebody tells somebody, go ahead, rip up my clothes. But then you're chayiv, so just like that you're chayiv, so if somebody puts a coal on the clothes, will be chayiv. That's what the Gemara said. Asking Yossi? What's the Gemara bringing around? What was the shayla of our Gemara? What's the answer? What's the rabbi? What was the shayla?
On.
And what's the din? Okay. What's the Rambam say? We know it from another Mishnah, right? It says, Kriyat Susi, Yechayv. When he takes a statement, how can you bring a proof from there? What's the connection? Dilma, Shani Hocho, in our case, is different. I put coal on the garment of my friend. Did I do a Maisa Hezek? By putting the coal on the garment of my friend, is that Maisa Hezek?
Yes.
Yes? Maybe not. Because my friend can knock it off.
But as
long as it doesn't do it, it's a Maisa Hezek. But since maybe we should expect my friend to knock it off.
And some of the time, not so, certainly not. Thereafter.
Right. So the rest of the garment, does he have to pay for the whole garment?
Yes.
Right. Why does he have to pay the whole garment? Rabbi says yes. Why? What's the right? Right? In this Mishnah, Mishnah's not the same at all. In the case of Krak Susi, the guy that broke the garment did a Maisa Hezek. He broke it. He broke the garment. Now, Shankin, somebody puts a coal on the garment.
But he was taunted by the owner.
No.
Yes.
No, Krak Susi was told by the owner. But he's still chayv. He's still chayv. He's still chayv.
It's a kosher cake.
No, it's not.
Why? If someone says, go ahead, do it, and he does it, he'd be chayv.
But the person that did it did an absolute Maisa Hezek.
Right.
Hashem, the person put a coal down, it's not Maisa Hezek. Because we should expect the person to take off. No, because we expect, if your name was Yossi Benjamin, you would have said that. We expect the owner to take it off.
Build a fence to protect your property.
The guy put a coal on it. So they could, you see that, right? The owner saw it. So take it off. Yeah, well, what are you using? Far too many words to be there.
Any injured parties
to mitigate damage.
You're saying the same words again. Mitigate as in limit the damage, right? The Gemara is saying none of that. The Gemara says that the owner of the garment can sit there and smile. What's the raya? From the fact that the owner of the garment tells him, you rip out my garment, then the guy's right to pay, so to him. Akesha. If he rips up the garment, he did an act of hezek, complete act of hezek. Here he didn't, he just placed the coal down. Maybe you expect the owner to remove it. What's the raya? What's the raya from Krak Susi? So that's the kasha of Tosis, Panakasha. If you might see riot, how can you bring a riot? Don't the Shani Hocho, Shahoya by the Hosa Gacheles, Mahala Pigodoi. Maybe here we expect him to remove the coal from the garment.
How do we know the owners didn't know where?
If we're talking about that, isn't
it? How do we know?
Because otherwise, not shy. If he's not aware, of course the guy's shy. That's what we're saying. Chilukim says, I'm a nas or not? So, obviously, otherwise, it's not shy. Teda. So it's have arrived in the shiny. We did not look at Rabbi al Begodoy Chayiv. Rabbi said if he puts it on the Begodoy, he's Chayiv. Mechlal, the al Besori Potter. You can infer that if he puts it on the flesh of the person, it'd be Potter. You know why? Why if he puts it on the flesh of the person, it'd be Potter?
Because the person would take it.
It should be removed. The horse on the come on the Tali base to none. Even in a case where we said you should remove it, we have a mission that says, if the person says, Sameh Seinai, go ahead, blind my eyes. Even if he says, I'm not Zifto Yachai, that's an added chiddush. Even if he says, I'm not Zifto Yachai. But what do we see then? You see that if somebody does an act of damage, even if and you put coal on the body, you'd be potter. If he does an act of damage, you're going to be chayiv. If he actually blinds the eye, he's going to be chayiv. If he puts a coal on the eye, he'll be potter. If he blinds the eye, he's going to be chayiv. So doing an act of damage is considered far worse than putting a coal down. And if so, then go back to our shayla. We watch out if you put down a coal on the garment, are you chayiv or potter? What's the raya? Because if he rips it up, you're going to be chayv. What's the raya? Ripping up is considered more of an act. Of course you're going to be chayv for that. Putting a coat down is not an act. Just expect him to remove it afterwards. Kasha, please. There's a kasha and a raya to the kasha. What's the kasha? How can you compare put a skull down to when a person actually ripped it up? Ripping up is worse, is considered more of an act. What's the raya? The raya is from the eye. Somebody puts a coal down and it damages the eye, it's not chayav. If a person actually damages the eye, it won't be chayav, even if he was told to do it. So you see that doing an act with a mice and mazik is considered far worse than putting a coal down. You expect the guy to take it away. So maybe also, maybe regarding the damaged garment, we expect the owner to take it away. This is Boshu to us. The Ma'al Pesoy, Yosa Geshes. If it's on the gown, on the body, I'll take it off. Or Ma'al Begodoy, if it's on the garment, Lui Chash. That's all Boshu to us. It's all Boshu to us that the person is not responsible to take off the coral from the garment. You know, this is a pshita, the pshita. If I see my garment being burned down by somebody, I can sit there and watch it. Pshitele, it's poshut, says Jesus. Likuli alma, use all the words of Yossi right. It's not a poshut. If somebody doesn't say the Quran, if somebody puts a coal on a garment and the owner's watching him, pshitele, he doesn't need to remove it. So what we bring the raya for? The raya is a shaloi toima. One shouldn't say kiven shemeniach habegodoy ushoisik. Since he sees him putting the coat on his garment and he's quiet. Im kein daitoy ushoipote. Maybe he means to exempt him from pain. On the fact he didn't shout, maybe he means to say, okay, I'm moichel you. No. That's what we're being around. You see, the Ashkaf on me find that feel a mitzvah. Even if he tells him, go ahead and tell it, the chayim is going to be chayim. Mitzvah, even if he commands him to do it, you're going to be chayim. So certainly if he's quiet, you're going to be chayim as well. Says Taisa, says the Taisa, should frame forever and ever. Taisa says, don't ever make a mistake. Even think that if somebody does some damage and you know about it, and you can prevent the damage, that it's therefore the one who did the damage is part of pay. It's nonsense. If somebody's damaging my property, I have the right to stand there and claim the money afterwards. But there was a happening. If I don't say anything, it's kilo vitor, kilo michael. There's happening some type of machina. Said, no, that's what we're being arrived from here. You see, even if I would tell him to do it, it's not called a mechila. I'm sitting back. Even if they meant kiraxos, he's going into it. It's not mechila. And yes,
that's
it.
That's why I say,
what's called mechila?
That, it's
hard.
Oh, no,
right. So too in a case when just standing by, a Tosfos Kasha was why it's a close game, one's a Maisel Mazik, and one's just standing there and he could have removed it. So Tosfos, that's not even a discussion. That's not a poshut, that's before you get to the story. It's not a poshut, if somebody puts coal down on your clothes and you can see it, you've got no liability to take it off, and you've got full right to claim full damages afterwards.
Why?
Why? Because if the guy wants to damage my property, but
why?
Because the mom, and the only thing is because I'm losing money, I can claim my money from him. He wants to make me lose money. I'm not losing money. I'm going to take him to base and get money back. So I've got no reason to remove it. But Sarah and Hezek of the goof is not something that's replaced. Therefore, he has to, he would remove it. Right, that's that. Now for the last final stretch of the Gemara. We run a bit out of time. The last stretch of the Gemara, now for this last stretch, we have to go back to Daf Chaf, based on the base. You learn the Gemara actually here, you have to go back to the base on the base, third line down, Toshama, Madlik, Sekodish.
What?
Third line down, Toshana, Madik Zagodish, Vigikov Osloy. Chavbez of Bez, 22b. Sure, you have it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Chavbez, 22b. Right, third line down. Evet covers like the software, two cases there. And Rashi, Deva Maskel, from Bahoyak D, covers low until Im Kotal. So that's one, two, three, four Rashis, right? And Tosas, Bahoyak D, covers low until Rabbeinu Matan Mafash. Okay, all that we need to do in order to get our subject clear. And then obviously, our Gemara, Rashi Tosas. And in Yetz Hashem, we hope on Tuesday to be finishing Siyat Lishmaya, Meseches, Ketzad, Aregam. And I'd like to preserve the last stuff before we start the next pair. So that's the whole part two. Okay, everyone.
Does everybody know what we're doing at first?
Yeah, I think the first period.